Hi, everyone. This is Jordana Barahov on our next class with our journey from Passover to Shavuot. We started last week on this journey together. Again, Jordana Barahov here. Anybody's ever interested in getting more content or connecting with me or contacting me, you can reach out to me on my website, JordanaTorah.com, or through Instagram. You can find me at drinkitin_Jordana, because I do a weekly Parsha class, a Torah thought every week called Drink It In. It comes out every Thursday. And just started a podcast that comes out on Wednesdays. You can find that as well. And again, simply, if you want to email me, you could email me at jbaruchov@gmail.com. So let's get into it. I want to talk about today something very interesting about the concept of this 7 weeks and 7 days. 7 weeks and 7 days, very interesting. Are these days meant to be good days? Are they meant to be bad days, this time period that we're in right now between Passover and Shavuot? Are these good weeks? Are these bad weeks? Last time we spoke about how there are two parts to this exile, that it's a two-part series, so to speak. In reference to Passover, we had our physical redemption, Yetziat Mitzrayim, the exile, coming out of Egypt, and then part two is Shavuot, receiving of the Torah, and that they're intertwined with one another, and that Pesach was the beginning and Shavuot is like the culmination of it all. This week, I really want to go one step further with this concept. That really part one of leaving Egypt is to get us to part two. That we only had part one because of part two. So it's a little bit of a shift. It's looking at things slightly different. You know, you had to go through part one of Pesach in order to get to part two, because part two is the ikar, is the most important thing. We talk about sometimes this concept of ikar and tefel, what's secondary. Tefel is secondary, and ikar is what's most important. Like when we make a blessing, sometimes we have to figure out, when we look at the object, what is considered the most important part of this object before this food, before we make the blessing. So I'm telling you here that Shavuot is the ikar, is the most important, and then I'm now saying that Pesach is like as if it's the tefel. The reason is that everything we have is because of the Torah. And we talk about the first, the second Rashi in all of the Torah, when it's talking about that Hashem created the world for the Torah, meaning there was Torah. Hashem looks into the Torah and creates the world. So we needed the world to be in existence in order to have the Torah. Also in Sefer Bereishit, it talks about the phrase Yom HaShishi. Now when you look at creation, and it talks about all the days of the week, it says Yom Echad, Yom Sheni, it says day one, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, sixth. But when it goes to six, it goes the sixth day. So the question is, why do I have the before the day? Every other day never has the hey, which is the. Why do I have the sixth day? So Rashi explains that either the hey could represent the numerical value of five, and that it represents the five books of Moses, or that the hey represents the sixth day. What specific sixth day am I talking about? I'm talking about Vav, the sixth day of Sivan. That everything that is happening is really suspended in air. It's like on pause until we receive the Torah. And then once we receive the Torah, everything can then flow nicely. You know, the Maharal talks about an interesting concept. There's a very famous Gemara that talks about that Hashem lifted the mountain on top of us and said, if you don't accept my Torah, I'm going to drop this mountain on top of you. Well, hello, that's not really nice. You know, what happened to the concept of Na Seven Ishma? What happened to the concept that we will do, we will listen. Like, this was, like, we chose it. No. So the Maharal says, really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to give over the message to us is that you can't live without the Torah. We can't live without these guidelines. That the life we would live, obviously I could physically breathe, there are non-Jews living without Torah, 100%. We're talking about the fulfillment of our life would be so much different without the Torah. I could live a much more fulfilling life, a life that's really considered joyous when I have the Torah. And that the Maharal explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to teach us that your life is like worthless without the Torah. Very similar to that fish and the sea, that you can't, a fish can't live without water, so just so too we can't live without Torah. So these days really then become build-ups. So when we left Egypt and we look at these days, each day then is a build-up and getting ready in preparation for the day, the sixth day, that famous day. You know, it's similar to the Yaakov story with Jacob. In Sefer Bereishit, in Perachov Tet Pasachov, it says, "Vayu be'inav kiyamim achadim ba'avato ota." When we're talking about the story when Yaakov, when Jacob was working for Laban, and he wanted to marry Rachel, but unfortunately he got Leah instead. But it says that when he was working, his days became one because of the tremendous amount of love that he had. When you want something so badly, right, there are two ways that you can go about looking at it. Like when you're trying to go on a trip, let's say, and you're waiting for that vacation, and there's no build up to it, you're like, oh my gosh, okay, let's count down to this. Okay, we got 30 days, 29 days, 28 more days to go, 27 more days to go, 26 more days to go, right? You get the drift that we're dying to go on this vacation. We want to get to that vacation already, but there's no really sense of build up. It's really a build down because I'm not doing anything on those specific days to enhance the actual vacation. I guess if somebody was, let's say, going to go on a diet, right, and you wanted to lose a certain amount of weight before you went on the vacation, a lot of times people talk about beach weather or the summer and bikini weather, I guess, and you would from January 1st, New Year resolution, right, you always hear, I'm going to lose weight, I have X amount of days until I get to wear that bathing suit again. So that idea of then you're working on something every day is a build-up. So then you, okay, day one, okay, one day down, two more, three more. It's a total different mindset. So when there is no build-up of one day, the time can really drag on. It could be like, oh my gosh, when is this ever going to end? But for Yaakov, when we look at that pasuk, the love that he had for her was the build-up. He was looking at himself, today I'm this type of person, and tomorrow I'm going to be an even better person that's even more worthy and more deserving of such an amazing human being. And I'm going to work on myself another day. And I'm going to work, and each day was building up. And so for Yaakov, they seemed amazing until he had that time when he got to be with her. Same thing with Shavuot. These weeks are just not ordinary weeks for us, but rather these are individual days for us. Each day is meant to be an avoda for us. Each day is meant to be a growth build up for us and really to focus on something. And I would definitely challenge all of us maybe to pick something. I know, and that's, Sfirat HaOmer does that for us very much. If you're into that and you want to focus on the different midot, there are many, many, many classes out there that you can tap into that can really hone in each of the character traits to really help you do that. For me, I am personally about experiences and my own personal growth and what I'm feeling that week. That's my drink it in style that we talk about. That what am I drinking in this week? So I wanted to share with you, drinking in for me this week is reaction. And really trying to mentally be mindful to make sure I'm not reactive. And I think that this week's Torah portion really demonstrates for us so beautifully with Parshat Shemini, because it's such a sad story where you see Aaron and Elisheva, their two sons, Nadav and Avihu, on this most joyous occasion are killed. They die. And you see in the Torah portion, in Parshat Shemini, in Perek Yud Pasuk Gimel, Vayadom Aaron, and Aaron becomes silent. And I think that's so powerful, that his silence is powerful. Of course, I'm no Aaron. But how he was able to master his soul to such a degree. Now, it says he became silent, meaning he felt it. He had feelings. No one's saying you should deny your feelings and not feel anything. But the fact that he had those feelings, and then he knew how to reshape them and coin them, and he just didn't react, I think that's the beauty. And I think that's something that I personally am working on and trying to grow with, that every day I'm trying to build up my reaction muscles. So there might be something that you want to build up on from now until Shavuot, something that you can take on as your journey. Maybe you want to take on several things, do one each week, something that you can really master and feel more soulful about. So I really think that's the power, and that's the journey of Pesach, of Passover to Shavuot. It's the build-up. And that's what we need to focus on, that we're trying to build up to be these worthy people of Yom HaShishi, of that sixth day of Shavuot. So I want to thank you so much for joining me today on this journey, and I hope you pick something. Please feel free to reach out to me. I'd love, love, love to hear your thoughts, your ideas. Again, you could reach me on JordanaTorah.com. You can reach me on Instagram at drinkitin_Jordana. You can also email me at jbaruchov@gmail.com. Baruchov is B-A-R-U-C-H-O-V. I know somebody did try to reach out to me. If that person is still here and listening, they reached out to me, but unfortunately you gave me a phone number to respond that was incorrect, as well as an email that bounced back. So again, if somebody wants to reach out, feel free. Looking forward to speaking with you again next week. Have a great, great rest of the day and a great Shabbat.